Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things that we see every year is the Nat Moore Trophy. I mean, it's the Heisman. It really is. I mean, some of the top talent, if you ever been to or watched it on TV, on CBS4, I mean, it is the Heisman Trophy. I mean, and even if you don't go, you don't know what goes on, before the show with the families there and the friends and the media, and everybody's treated to a first-class event. Over the last 2 years, as I mentioned, Jeremiah Smith, who probably one of the best football players in the country, and then Malachi Toney last year from American Heritage Plantation, doing a tremendous job with the University of Miami. This is an event that CBS4 has run with from the beginning, and they've done a tremendous job. And this year, once again, they'll be hosting it on December the 2nd. Will be a live event at 7:30 from Hard Rock Stadium. And right now they're narrowing down the field of athletes who will be in. And one of the four that will be among those. And somebody who's been at it from day one, Mike Cugno, who is CBS4 sports anchor and also does a tremendous job on the Dolphin broadcast. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Mike, thanks so much for joining us, and it's that time of year again, and I know that everybody is probably inundating you with, hey, my kid belongs, my kid should win it.
What's up, Larry? Yeah, listen, one of the funniest parts of, not the funniest parts, but I guess one of the coolest parts of, once we kind of start voting and everything, is when we get that final tally of just how many nominees were submitted. And I mean, it's incredible. Like, the way the community has embraced this award and this initiative we've had since, I believe, 2019 now?
Yeah.
2018, something like that, with Henry Parrish winning the first one. It's been amazing to watch it grow. And I was just talking to Nat the other day, and we were kind of marveling at how, you know, when it started, you know, there was plenty of people in attendance, coaches, family members, and stuff. But the room now at the award show, there's no standing room only available anymore.
Yeah.
There is the families and the friends that come, and the coaches, people are standing during the ceremony, because that's how many people want to get in. It's very cool to see, and something we're very proud of. And I got to tip our hat to Trish Kostakis. She's really kind of picked up the ball in terms of introducing these athletes to us on a weekly basis. She does a great job. She connects with the players so well. It's been fun to watch her kind of grab the bull by the horns here with this project. And really, you hear the players, or you see them on, you know, Rivals or 24/7 Sports or ESPN, but to actually get to see them and hear from them, she does a great job introducing them to South Florida.
Yeah, she does. And she does some great, features with them. And, one comes to mind is Reuben Bain, when she did him a couple years ago, and how he talked about wanting to be on the other side of the camera and wanting to, to do some of the things. And we kind of got inside his head to see what type of person he was away from the football field. And that's the great thing. A lot of these people don't understand, but they look at him and they see him in between the lines and see him every Friday night and playing the game. But, you look at a Malachi Toney, who I don't think anybody can appreciate what he's done as a young kid who graduated from high school a year before he was supposed to. You look at Jeremiah Smith, I mean, here's a kid who sat on that podium and came up and got his award, and he may be go down as one of the best football players in college of all time when it's all said and done. I mean, he's that much of an impact, and here they are having an opportunity, and, you know, you and myself and Trish and Bo have an opportunity to talk about him and to kind of like let everybody know about them on the night. And that night, as you mentioned, I mean, it's great. I mean, the parents get there, they're taking pictures, they're getting interviewed. It's a big time thing. They're sitting down and having some food. And you know, it's an experience, Mike, that a kid that, I don't think it really goes on very many other places. I know that it was kind of spearheaded for what they did in Dallas, you know, early on, but this is something that, you know, it's beyond words, because you and I could sit there and describe what that evening is like. And you can only see so much from TV, but from the production end of things. And I mean, you're finding yourself not just getting, you know, Jim Berry and the sports people there, but I mean, people who have,
everybody
who has a say so on what goes on at the TV station, they're there front and center, and they're enjoying it as much as anybody. And I think that's a great part of it.
The community aspect of it is truly, truly fun to see, because you're talking about generations of football fans and these players' parents and players. And I think for the parents to walk in there and get like the red carpet treatment as well, and get to meet Nat Moore or Joe Rose or Tim Bocamper, and get to talk to them, some of their football heroes from growing up and watching them. That's also really cool. You know, that's something that maybe goes unnoticed. And you know, something that Nat talks about a lot is, we're giving, you know, these players a platform and showing them off here, but part of, I think, Nat Moore's goal, and this is what makes him such a good guy, is he always tells me that not only do I want to, you know, to give these kids exposure for all the hard work they've done, but we certainly hope that in the process, while we're showing these kids off, who knows, maybe scouts or recruiters from these schools want to go check them out, and then also learn or see about a kid who may be under-recruited at these schools. And it, all of a sudden, that exposure leads to this kind of secondary exposure to other athletes who maybe haven't been noticed yet. And that's part of Nat's mission here, is to get as many kids into college, scholarships, continue their education, continue to play football at the same time, obviously, because this is a pathway there. And so it really becomes important to the families that they're all part of this.
Yeah, 100%. Can they still nominate at NatMoreTrophy.com, or is that ending?
Yeah, listen, NatMoreTrophy.com. I was just on the site earlier today. You can still nominate. Go for it. We've already profiled a bunch of really good players this year, but we're still taking more. Derek Cooper, Justice Fitzpatrick, Brandon Bennett, Calvin Russell, just to name a few, have already had features done. We basically do features every week. Have been really since the Dolphins preseason game started. So we're probably up to eight guys we've been able to feature already. So plenty more to come. So get those submissions in. That way we can continue to navigate the very deep pool of athletes here in South Florida that are deserving to be nominated and possibly win this award.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll have you on again as we narrow things down. I can't thank you enough, Mike. I appreciate you, and continue doing the great job. We watch you all the time. You do an awesome job on the Dolphin broadcast, and I know that a big win the other night, obviously, was much needed. Again, I know a big Saturday for you this week up in Tallahassee, and so it's a big weekend.
Is there a big college game going on between a couple of schools from down here?
Yeah, you're sandbagging now. All right, Mike, I appreciate you, brother.
All right,
thanks.
Blue.
We'll
Thank
see you soon. Man. Good stuff. Right. Mike Cugno, CBS 4, Nat Moore Award, NatMoreTrophy.com. Can still nominate your guys, and please do. We got more. Next hour, we're going to be talking to Coach Tim Ice-Harris from Mattar Academy. Also, we'll break down that game between Miami and FSU, Jordan McPherson from the Miami Herald, and Liam Rooney from the Tallahassee Democrat. Do not go away. We'll be back in just a few.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.